end of Eicha, says ki imos ma'asonu katzach aleinu ad mo'od. So Rashi says, Peledek Rashi, Rashi says, Kim Osma Stanu, Kishvil Shechatanu, Lohoya Lacha, Laharbos Ketzech, Admaod, Kasher Kotzafta. Yeah, Rashi says, Bishvil Shechatanu, because we sinned, you shouldn't have been marbe ketzef. You shouldn't have been marbe. You shouldn't have punished us, been angry with us to the degree that you were. How can Rashi say that? Hatsur tamim polo, kichol drachav mishpat, keilu munoi novel, tzadik v'yashar hu. Are you talking that Rashi would tell us that the Navi Yirmiyah is telling us over here that Hashem overdid it? Elamai, there's two different shprachs, there are two different languages on Tisha B'Av. There's b'chal two different languages in life. There's a language of the heart, and there's a language of the mind. Al Piseichel, we know Atzur Tamim Paulu Kichol Drachav Mishpat Kelim Unai Novel Tzadik V'Yasharu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything is done B'Dikduk Rav. Nothing is ever overdone. When we finish Megillas Eicha, right? The Sefer Kinos of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, when we finish that, we're in a state of tefillah. And when we're mevakish from the Ribono Shel Olam, we say, Ribono Shel Olam, we can't take the distance anymore. We can't anymore. To be mevakish b'derech tachanunim doesn't always follow the klolim of seichel. The seichel has to be 100% clear. We can't be confused in terms of the truth. But in terms of the world of Bakasha, we can turn to the bones and say we can't take it anymore. It's too much. The distance between us is too much. It's become so hard to become close. In the world of the heart, we can say, Ki imos ma'astanu katzaf t'lanu ad ma'od. There are many feelings going on in Megillas Eicha. Elitzion ve'orea, kisha b'tzirea, v'chipsulo chagura sak, al bal nu'orea. Rav Yehuda Levi, in the refrain of such a beautiful, beautiful expression of how far we feel. But what did he say? Kisha b'tzirea, v'chipsulo chagura sak, al bal nu'orea. Those are two different, completely different types of pain. Those are two completely different types of crying out. The crying out of the woman who is in labor is a crying out because she feels chalila she's going to die. But mitzad sheni, she knows deep inside that this is going to bring to an unbelievable future. Kipsula chagura sak al baal nu'rea. She doesn't necessarily feel as though she's physically going to die, but the pain is so great because it appears, where is the future? That's the pain of Klal Yisrael. It's a pain that's so painful. To feel so far away, to know everything that we had and everything that we lost. It's a pain that's indescribable. Kipsula chagura sak al bal nureha. But in that pain is also the pain of ki'isha b'tzireha, the woman who is in the pangs of birth. It's so painful that she feels like she's going to die, but she knows that embedded in that pain is a glorious future. So many different types of feelings in kinos, so many types of feelings in echa, so many different types of feelings pulse through our minds and through our hearts on Tisha B'Av. But the goal of Tisha B'Av is not, as I once heard, one should never think that when we say Tich L'Shana V'Kil Oseah, that it means, well, we've read the klalos, we've ended the year, let the year be finished with its klalos, good riddance to bad rubbish, and let's hope that we'll start with something new again. Tich L'Shana V'Kil Oseah means that we should learn from the kesher that we've had with the Ribbono Shel'Olam through the experience of pain, and we should learn to rebuild our kesher with the Ribbono Shel'Olam in a new segment of our lives, in a new year, or by Tisha B'Av, from Motzei Tisha B'Av onward, in a new connection to the Ribbono Shel'Olam. We're going to daven Mincha, and then after we'll daven Ma'ariv, and Be'ez Hashem will continue to daven hundreds and thousands of tefillos. And it says in the Shemoneh Esrei, V'sechezena einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim. Listen to what the Yaros Vash writes, Rav Yonason Eibshitz. U'ba'omra b'yuchas v'sechezena yotzim el libo sheyizke sheyiyeh bizchusa. A person should have in his heart firmly affixed, he should be mevakeh, he should be mispalel, that the coming of the geula, the sechazena inein b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim, should be bizchusi, bizchusenu. Ki mashu bizchuso, and listen to what he says, yuchal iros, because something which is in my zchus, something which comes in my merit, I merit to see. Umashu bizchus avos, but if it's only the zchus of the avos, eino yuchal liros. A person will not merit to see it. It's very frightening. V'sechazena einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim is not just an open-ended statement, oh, Ribbono Shel'Olam, may I merit to see it. In v'sechazena einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim is a statement, may I merit to see it. Why? Because it'll come in my zchus. Because I know if it's not in my zchus, if I don't contribute to it, I won't merit to see it. Chalila. V'lachach, he says, Eishes lot, lo haisi yachola liros, v'mapala zdom. Like we know, shahaya b'schus Avram hatzalasa. He says it's the same rationale why Eishes lot turned into a pillar of salt when she turned around to look at the justice that was being visited upon the city of Zdom, because she had no personal schus to be saved from it. She wanted to see it. She couldn't see it. She turned to a pillar of salt. L'chach hivtiach, and hear what he says. L'chach hivtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'asid lavo yigal Yisrael bizchusam. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiach us, that he will redeem us, he will be goel us, he will send us a Yeshua bizchusenu. Ki im HaKadosh Baruch Hu yigal Yisrael b'schus shesovlim golos hamar umekablim ba'ava umaminim biyichudo umetzapim liyeshua. Kosh Baruch will be goel Klal Yisrael, because there was so well the golos, the bitter golos, and they were mekabel ba'ava everything that came upon them, and they're maminim biyichudo, they believe einod milvado, there's only the Rabbon Shalom, umetzapim liyeshua. Kashehaya b'mitzrayim shenigalu b'schus emunah, like the Medrash says, Klais were redeemed from Mitzrayim. We were nigalu b'schus emunah by amen am, and so too also lasi love l'chachner maki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem shvusion. V'chein b'kashoseinu b'sechazena hineinu. Our bakash is that we should merit to see it. But we have to know that the only way to merit to see it is to contribute to its coming. And the Arasvash tells us that the way that we contribute, the way that Klal Yisrael for all the generations, how many harpatkot, how many events, how many periods of suffering, how many nisyonos did Klal Yisrael undergo throughout the ages, all those were muftachim. We move tochim that they will see it. As the Rishonim tell us, there will be a tchias amesim for those that were mesapel Yeshua, for those that were mamim b'yichudo, for those that were mamim b'yichudo under the worst sets of circumstances. We know they will be zochet to see it. There will be a tchias amesim, a special tchias amesim, not the tchias amesim at the end of days. Long before Yom Din HaGadol comes, there'll be a tchias amesim for those that were mesapel Yeshua, so they should have the schus to see the Geula. To be Mamim B'Yehuda. Many Jews throughout the generations, many Jews now in our days have bitter nisyonos. Very difficult nisyonos. Nisyonos in families, nisyonos of panasa, how many nisyonos? They're makabel them ba'ava, they're mamim b'yichudo, they're metzapel Yeshua, they're muftachim, they're going to see it. But we say, al tivieni lo lidei nisoyon v'lo lidei vizoyon. We don't ask for nisyonos. What should we do? What should we do to ensure, to guarantee that the Geula will come bizchuseinu, that we can contribute to it, so that we can say that sechazena ineinu b'shuv chalatzion b'rachmi, that our eyes should be zochet to see it. Pasuk says in Tilim, Tzidkoscha, we say it every Shabbos by Mincha, Tzidkoscha kehare el mishpatecha tom rabba adam uvehema toshia Hashem. Rashi tells us, Tzidkoscha kehare el mishat harotze la'asot tzedaka imo atam magbio umetakfo kehare el. And mishpatecha tom rabba mishat harotze lodun oso velikach nikmascha mimenu atamorido ad tom rabba. Many people have seen this. They've seen times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave strength and success to many whom we couldn't understand why in the world they should be zochet to anything. We live sometimes through times of tzaddik v'ralo v'rosha v'tovlo. To the tzaddikim, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with them. At the home rabba, to the finest, most minute detail, to be poreya for them everything they might have done by mistake or on purpose. And to the Rishoyim, he's Magbiya them sometimes. Gehariel. He puts them up high, high upon a pedestal. The Chasodim are visible sometimes that the Rabbon Shalom does. And the Mishpat sometimes is so hard to understand. But says the Pasuk, says Rashi on the Pasuk, Odom uvehema toshia Hashem, b'nei Odom shem arumim bedas. People whose understanding is incredibly deep, incredibly clever. Arumim bedas like Odom Rishon, umisimim atzmum kebehema ba'anova, those toshia Hashem. Once again, to know clore, to know clearly in our minds that everything Hashem does is mishpat. But it's so hard to be makabel sometimes when we live a life of Torah and Torah teaches us how to think with our seichel, and then the hanhoga sometimes is so difficult for us to fathom with our seichel. We know in our mind it's all true. But the way to be makabel it is Adam uvehema toshia Hashem ba'anova. People who are rumim bedas, like Adam Arishon, they make themselves like a behema to follow after their master. Lava daite denashe, not to follow because of their das. My das here is batal, I don't understand. But I'm somech on the Rabbon Shalom. To be mamin in the Rabbon Shalom is to be somech upon it, to depend upon it. That's what emunah is. Something that you can be somech upon, something that you can depend upon, even when you don't understand. Even when we don't understand. So as we look around in the world, that's part of the way that we are mamin b'yichuda. We're mamin b'yichuda when we see things that we don't understand, and we say, we know atzur tamim polo kichol drachav mishpat keil mono inovel tadek v'yosher hu. I'm mamin b'cha Rabbono Shalom. Emuna of that level begins when my seichel can't serve me anymore. Adam uvehema toshia Hashem. The Gra says on Al Kaini Kaveh, we say after Aleinu Al Kaini Kaveh Laros Beher B'Sifer Suzecha. We hope, we place a trust, Liros Mehera B'Siferus Uzecha, to see quickly, speedily, Tiferus Uzecha, to see the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah ruling the world once again with the same sort of clarity of the Tiferus of Maimon Har Sinai. We yearn for it, we hope for it. But ask the Gra, what does it mean, Al Kain, therefore? Therefore what? Based upon what, Al Kain Nikaveh? So we read it today. Neschanan. Vayadat ha-yom v'shivos al-olecha. Right? Ki Hashem ulukim b'shamayim imal la'oret mitochas ein od. T'mimamin b'yichudo. Is to be zochet al kain nekaveh l'ros meher v'siferus uzecha. To be mamin, to believe that Hashem is the source of everything, and that our existence only is within His ratzon. We look around at the world and we see all different types of people alive. We have to know the emunah shlema that those who are attached to Ratzon Hashem are alive. Even after their ptira, they're alive. Atzadikim imisosim nikroim chayim, they're called alive. Sifsoseim domavos bakeve, the talmid chachamim, and all those who spread lessons that live long after they pass, they are alive. We have to know that all the life, or what we think it, what we see is alive around us, but it's not attached to Ratzon Hashem, is only living in a mirage called Olam Kiminhago Noeg. Because God will not destroy the world because people are not attached to life. that would to rob us, that would be to rob us of bechira, would be to rob us of the opportunity we have to draw ourselves closer, l'ritzono, through our own free will, through our own choice, it would rob us of our olam haba. But we live in a world which is filled with two different types of life. One life which is chayim, which is chacham, which is the life which is attached to Rabbono Shalom, which is a life built upon the idea of Einod Milvado, that there's only the Rabbono Shalom, everything that happens to me, and everything that I do, and everything that occurs to me and to Klal Yisrael as a whole, is one stream of attachment to Hashem's Ratzon. Only in there is their life. And the rest is a mirage. How difficult it is for us to communicate that to ourselves, and how more so it is difficult for us to communicate that to our children. They see two different types of life around them. One appears to be alive, and the other one appears to be, like the billboards used to say, alive with pleasure. It's a struggle. It's a struggle to remind ourselves and to struggle to teach our children that one is life and one is not. The Chozem Lublin teaches us another aspect of Anava as well. And if the first one is practical, if being mischazik in Emuna is practical, if reminding ourselves that everything that swirls around us and that happens, etc., is all Ritzono, and to be alive is to be attached to Ritzono, and to be attached to Ritzono is to be mamin in him, the Emuna Shlema. There's another sphere also, which without it, the first sphere won't happen. The Chozem Lublin says on the Maimer Chazal, Chazal tell us, Tan Rabbanan l'olam yehe adam rach kekone v'aye kosher ke'eretz. More in Tainis tells a story of Reb Shimon Lazar, or Rav Lazar Reb Shimon, Ibn Uschos, perhaps someone else. Argamar, I think it says Rav Lazar Reb Shimon. He was coming back after learning Torah for many years, and he came upon a person who spoke to him in a funny fashion. The person meant well, but Rav Lazar Reb Shimon thought he was perhaps mocking him, and he commented how mechuar, how ugly are the ways and the visage of that person. And the person turned to him and he said, if you think I'm mechuar, then you should go to the woman who made me. If you think that I'm unseemly, unsightly, ugly in my ways and the way I appear, then go to the craftsman who made me. And Rav Elazar Reb Shimon understood that the man actually had not meant to mock him, but that's who he was. And that the musar that he'd given him was that the woman who had made him was the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, you got kindness on me? I didn't make myself. Go to the one who made me. Complain to him. And Rav Elazar Reb Shimon understood that he'd done something very wrong. And he begged the person for forgiveness. He wouldn't forgive him. And Rav Elazar Reb Shimon continued into the town, and they made a whole Kabbalah's punim for him. And this person was there. And he says, who would be Makabal punim? And they said, Rav Elazar Reb Shimon. He says, him? Let me see. And he sees him, he says, him? You're being mekabel his punim. What he said to me. And they begged him to forgive Rav Elazar Reb Shimon. And Rav Elazar Reb Shimon begged him to forgive him. And the source of his Torah, and he forgave him in the end. Rav Elazar Reb Shimon said, we see from here,
La'olam yehodam rach kekonev aye kosher ke'eretz.
A person should be as pliable as a reed and not as strong as an eretz. And says the Chozer, he says, Dekone holech in kol echad umisyageya in kol arucho sheba olam. A reed bends to the wind of every person. Ruach kol echad umisyageya, and he toils in kol arucho sheba olam, and he toils with all the winds of the world. He doesn't try to resist, he tries to bend before it. To be misyageya, to try and understand people, even when they're not our cup of tea per se, even when we have difficulty with them, to be more of a reed vis-a-vis our relationships with them, and not ke'eretz. Says the Chozer, says the advantage of the kone is whom mechuba la'olam l'shorsho. The person is rach kekone if he is as pliable and as bendable before the winds of different people. Like a kone, he never becomes detached from his shoresh. He never becomes detached from his source. The kone's roots are in the marsh, and a Jew's roots are to the Ribono Shalom, to Ein Od Milvado. The emuna in Ein Od Milvado is not just something which preoccupies our thoughts and has to be constantly be reminded to our souls as we look around at the world outside with the success of sometimes those who appear to be so evil and the suffering and the pain and the zilzul of so many good people. Not only does that chizuk have to come when we look around at situations like that, but in our dealings with one another, that also brings us, that also offers us the opportunity to be attached to our shoresh, to be attached to yichudo. A person who is attached to the Ribono Shalom like a reed has no fear that his nidos will block him from being attached to Hashem. He will not stand like an erez before all the ruchos and before the different people, between that which they visit upon them. He'll be more bendable, he'll be more pliable, he'll have less kinah, he'll have less sinah, he'll have less kas, he'll have less lashon hara, he'll have less zilzul, he'll have a less onoaz dvarim. It's a two-pronged fight. Vayedat ha-yom v'shivosa el-vavecha ki Hashem Elohim b'shamayim imal v'aretz mitachas einod and lo'olam ye'odam rach kekone v'aye kosha ke'erez. Because like the Chozer says, such a person will never be torn from his shoresh. The Anovim, those who are humble, like Rashi taught us vis-a-vis Hashem, those who are humble vis-a-vis their non-kpeda, their non-anger, their non-bitterness towards others, in spite of the difficulties sometimes of the relationships, those Anovim, what are they zocha to? We'll read in a few weeks, Bezer Hashem. Kumi ori kivol reich, uchvod Hashem alayach zorach. Rise and shine. Kivol reich, for your light has come. Uchvod Hashem alayach zorach. And the light of Hashem has shone upon you. The rest of the world won't be like that. A
upon Klal Yisrael, the light will shine. The Malbim, we've mentioned it before, tells us, what does it mean, Kivah Orech? B'derech Klal, we talk about Bias HaShemesh, we're talking about the setting of the sun. And now we talk about Kivah Orech, rise, shine, for your light has set. The Rishonim deal with it also. They say that the light that's setting is our temporal light. And Echanami, it could be light of dark light in Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh type of light will set. Klal Yisrael has watched the sun set on it many times. But the sun eventually will set, the temporal light of Klal Yisrael will set in such a way, Kiva Orech, to the Malbim, Kiva Orech, for your light, right? Bias HaShemesh, says the Malbim, doesn't mean to set. Bias HaShemesh means for the sun to complete its job. It completes its job when it sets. When we speak about light, light completes its job when it illuminates. Kivarech, your light will illuminate, a special, special light. Who will be zocha to that light? So if we saw before in the Yaros Dvash, if we are zochet to bring it, then we'll be zochet to see it. And that's what the Yalkut says. Shonu Rabboseinu. We know it more as a song than as a medrash. B'shosh HaMelech HaMashiach Bo Omin Al Gad Beis HaMikdosh U'mashmir Lehem L'Yisrael V'Omer Anovi הגיע הזמן כולסכם ואם אין אתם מאמינים ראו באורי שזורח עליכם שנאמר קומי אורי כבוא אורך וכבוד השם עולייך זורח. The Medrash tells us that the Mashiach will come and the Anovim, whose whole lives in their Bein Adam Lamakom, in their Nisyonos, in their difficulties, and all of their strivings, in their dealing with other people, to be Rach Kekone, to be Ma'amin, V'yadat Ayom V'shivosel Levecho Ki Hashem V'lokim B'shamayim Mimal V'aretz Mitoch Atei Nod, those are Novim, will be the ones that Mashiach calls out to. And he'll say, the time has come. And he says to them, if you don't believe me, why wouldn't they believe him? Why shouldn't they believe him? Because an Onav never sees his job as being done. It's not about me. It's all about what I was meant to do, what I have to do. The Onav, it's all about Ratzon Hashem. The Onav, it's not about my egocentricity. It's all about being able to bend like a reed before others. I have a job to do. And so Mashiach will call out to them and say, the world of Avodah is coming to a close. The world of Avodah, as we know it in Olam Hazeh terms, for there will be Yemei Avodah also in Yemos Mashiach. But the world of Avodah in Olam Hazeh terms is coming to a close. You can now be zochet to the Or. And if you don't believe me, see the Or that comes from me upon you. That Or, what is that Or? What is that Or that the Anovim will be zochet to? Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kimcho mekor chayim be'orcha nireh Or. Ribono shel Olam, you are the mekor hachayim, like we started off. a person who knows that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Makor HaChaim, and that the Makor HaChaim, only one who's attached to the Makor HaChaim can be in the world of Chaim. With your light, we will see light. But that in itself, what does it mean? With your light, we will see light. So first of all, in Olam Hazeh, which is Nimshal Alayla, if we live with the knowledge Kimcha Mekor Chaim, the Orcha Nira Or, if we live with that knowledge that life is from Hashem and the only life is with Hashem, then we have light to be able to see in the darkness, which is Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is Nimshal Alayla. But we know Chazal, the Pasuk promises us, Ha'am mahochim b'choshiach yiro or godol. The nation that walks in darkness will see a great light. Those who have the capacity to walk through Olam Hazeh seeing light in the midst of the darkness, that's only those who have the capacity to realize and to live with Kimcha Mekor Chaim d'Or Chanire Or, to know that Hashem is the source of light. Those people, those anavim, those who strive to be mekayim v'yadat hayom, those who strive to be rach kekonev lo kosher ke'erez, those anavim will also be zocha to the or that Melech HaMashiach will be megala to us. That or that will be megala to us, that in the midst of all the tzoros and from all the tzoros, Gra says that the reason why, it's Masber, Mimer, and the Zohar, the reason why there is no Nechama at the end of the Tochacha and Kisavo, like there is at the end of the Tochacha and Bechukosai. In the end of the Tochacha and Bechukosai, Ba'ach Be'on Zos Be'osam Be'ertoi Be'hem Lo Ma'astim Lo Ga'altim Lachalosam La'feri Si'itam. Because Bohu says, even though you'll be, as it were, in the diaspora, you'll be in Golos, but I will not repel you. I will not leave you. But in the Tochacha, in Kisavo, there is no such comparable Nechama at the end. And the Gra says, to be Masbir, to the Zohar, that the reason is because out of the darkness itself, the Tzoris itself, would be revealed to us as the Geula. The Yisod that Chazal tell us that La'asi Logo will be Mavarech Hatova Meitiv on all the worst tzoros, the things that in this world we will Mavarech Aleim Bahminan Dayan Ames. La'asi Logo HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Megala to us that they were Hatova Meitiv. And it won't be just words, it'll be filling our hearts, filling Klal Yisrael. We can make a bracha on it. It won't be done just be'emuna, sichlis. It'll be able to be done because it'll well up within our hearts. Oh, Ribbono Shel Olam, hatov ha'meitiv, I see it now. That's the or. The or of those who struggle to see that Hashem is Mekor Chaim, the or chanira or in Olam Hazeh. They'll be zocha to Yemos HaMashiach. They'll be zocha to be able to make the hatov ha'meitiv on all the things that worked like the worst tragedies to us. And ultimately, they'll be zocha to Olam Haba. They'll be zocha to see the or, which the Talmid HaGra say, the orcha nira or, means that every time Hashem reveals to us, lasi lovo, when we come to this Zman of Schar, every bit of light, every bit of revelation that Hashem gives us will give us the capacity to understand something new and deeper and more sweet and to experience something more bright. And that light itself in turn will give us the capacity to understand something further, deeper, more sweet. more delightful ad infinitum, without any stop at Ein Sof. So if on Tisha B'Av we have many feelings, we have the feelings of Atzur Tamim Paolo Kichol Rachav Mishpat, and at the same time we have the feelings of Rabbonu Shlolam, we can't be distanced from him any longer, we can't take it anymore, Katzafta Aleinu Ad Ma'od, it's too much for Rabbonu Shlolam. If our tefillah comes out from our heart and our emunah is straight in our mind, if we understand what we need to understand, we feel what we need to feel on this day of so many different types of thoughts and feelings, and when we come to Mincha, we really want to be Mekayim v'sechazena inenu, that we should be zocha to see it, and we should be zocha to see it because we know that only those who help bring it will be zocha, and to be mischazek in those things that we need to be mischazek in our moon, in the face of so many nisyonos. As we said before, there are so many people here who have so many different types of nisyonos. They are examples. They are our lessons to us as we see them being the omid in their nisyonos. We should learn from their amida b'nisayon. Hashem should give them strength to be omid in their nisyonos. We should all learn to be rach kakone and not kosher ke'erez. We should be zochah to transform ourselves into the type of anovim that Melech HaMashiach will call out to and tell us, anovim higia zman yulaschem. And we be zochah to see the light that will light a path for us in Olam Hazeh, the light that will burn brightly for us when Melech HaMashiach comes, and the light that only will bear more light and more light and more closeness to the Rebbe Shalom in the Olam HaEmes. Amen.